my legs are just spasming up so bad, and my hands are like curling up, and like I'm worried that like this is gonna be permanent. Like, what if this stays permanent? You know? For real, for real,
for real, for real. All right, welcome back to the Briones Pickleball Podcast. Impromptu, fun episode today. A little bit different. Caden is actually on the tour. He's playing a tournament this weekend. He's not here, but I want to bring this podcast to you. He will be back next week. We'll talk about MLP. This one specifically, we have a special guest, and his name is Brian Truong.
Yeah, thank you, Jordan.
Oh, where's the applause? There you go.
All right. I've been waiting for this.
There you go. All right, so this is Brian. We've now became friends now. And if you're wondering who he is, why he's here, stay tuned, because there's a lot of, it's going to maybe a lot of jokes, maybe a lot of laughter, a lot of pickleball stuff. We're going to get into it. He is, I would call you amateur pickleball player.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Definitely, you know, amateur.
Yeah. You're not playing pro or anything.
Oh yeah, definitely not. But you know, who knows? One day.
Yeah, maybe one day. And so he's full on pickleball, like a lot of you listeners. So we are going to talk a lot of pickleball today, strategy, things like that. And Brian, just what do you want to just tell the viewers quickly about yourself, and why are you actually here? How did you end up on this Briones Pickleball Podcast?
I think I had to have taken your clinic, your 2-day intensive.
Okay.
So that you even knew who I was.
Yeah.
I've taken a lot of lessons and clinics, and I watched all the videos, I listened to all the podcasts.
Yeah.
And we get into that later. I watched a lot of your content, a lot of your videos, and I just had to like take your lesson, because like I'm so passionate about pickleball, obsessed.
Yeah.
Obsessed is could be seen as a negative word, so I like to use passionate.
No, I think a lot of pickleball players use obsessed,
right?
As a good thing.
As a good thing, right?
Yeah, but the reason why he's here, so we just finished yesterday. Brian came to a 2-day intensive, and for those of you who want some sort of training, that's very, very high level specific to you, and we'll get a little bit into that, but yeah, we just finished it. It was a fun group of guys. Here, I'll actually... let me pop up a picture here. We got the boys here. So on these 2-day intensives, we go groups of 4, super small, super personal. We got, I know if you're not watching this, you can't obviously see this picture, but we got a good group of guys kind of from all over. Minnesota, was it Michigan?
Mm-hmm.
New Jersey. That's where John is from. And there goes you and the Superman, man.
Yeah.
So
shout out to Joyson, John, and Scott.
Shout out to them. Yeah. This is a newer facility in Gilbert called Pickleball Backyard. So it's a really cool facility that I'm using. So I don't know. I guess we could start here, Brian, because we're going to get into a lot of stuff. So folks, stay tuned. Brian is actually what would you describe yourself a couple years ago? I mean, you've taken a little break, but
So
kind of comedy.
I'm still an actor. Prior to the pandemic, I was doing a lot of stand up, and prior to that, I was doing a lot of improv comedy.
And
so,
were you playing pickleball yet or no?
No. So, I didn't start pickleball until 2020, the end of December of 2020.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
So, I tried to get back into stand-up right after the pandemic. And at first it was like online mics. Yeah. And it was really tough. It's really tough to do stand-up online. Jokes just don't travel the way they do. A lot of stand-up is interacting with the audience and stuff like that. At least like that's the way I bail myself out, or when I start bombing, you know, like I start interacting with the audience, like if the joke's not working. So not having that, it's like it was just a lot of me bombing online.
so you tried it for a little bit then?
I did try it a little bit.
Interesting.
It just wasn't the same. And then I found pickleball, I kind of decided, like, I was going to, I was 400 pounds at the time. Wow. And I was like, all right, this pandemic could be a blessing in disguise. Mm. I'm going to really focus on my health and try to get healthy.
Yeah.
And try to lose some weight. And then hopefully, you know, we didn't know what the current situation was with the pandemic. So I was thinking, like, you know, if things start going back to normal, then I could go back to stand up and, you know, continue to focus on my acting career. So I started, you know, trying to focus on my health, and, you know, I lost, you know, probably about 20 pounds right off the bat because I couldn't hit the fast food anymore, you know?
Oh, so not from pickleball.
Well, the first 20 pounds.
Okay.
My first 20 pounds that I lost was from just like eating healthier.
Wow.
Because I couldn't go out and buy food. I just had to eat at home, right? Mm-hmm. Just like healthier eating choices. And then I found, you know, I started trying to, you know, my friends asked me to play tennis, and I played 4 years of high school tennis.
Okay.
I wasn't very good, but I made a team that, you know, wasn't a big team, or hard to get into. But I was on the team for varsity tennis for 4 years.
Yeah.
And then I remember my friends asking me, like, hey, you know, you want to play tennis? It's like one of the things you could do outdoors, you know, when you're first coming out of the pandemic. So went to play tennis, and probably prior to that, I was also like trying other sports.
Oh, like what? And this is right out of the or during the pandemic.
I would say even before the pandemic. Okay. I was like always looking for something to, because like I'm not a gym guy.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not a gym guy. I can't go to the gym, and I just feel like, you know, I need like a goal or something like that. I need a purpose to be active, right? And sports is or other activities. Like I've tried a lot of different. Like I tried, you know, basketball, badminton, jiu-jitsu, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, like other martial arts. And I have when I was a kid, I did a ton of martial arts, but started playing tennis, and then my friends were like, hey, like, you want to try this thing called pickleball? And I was like, what? And then
I was like everybody.
Yeah, like everybody. It's like, and then we tried it, and I was like, I guess I was being a tennis snob, and I was like, why can't we just play tennis, guys? Like, why do we have to play this thing called pickleball?
Yeah.
And then, but even when I was playing tennis, I was still 400 pounds, right? So,
wow.
Or like 380, right, at that point. And, I'm obviously not moving well, you know, and I'm doing my best. Funny thing is, like, my nickname back in high school for my tennis team was called the Statue. Because the way that my style of play was, like, I take the initiative to force to move my opponent around before I move myself, like, before, so I don't have to move, you know? So, the nickname is Statue because I don't move, you know? So, I wasn't as heavy as I was back then, but I was, you know, on a little bit of heavier side. We're playing this thing of pickleball. It's like, go back to tennis, and I'm still struggling to move around, but then I started like really enjoying playing pickleball, you know, like the faster pace, you know, in middle school, I played ping pong.
So you didn't like it right away off the bat?
Oh, no.
Oh, really?
I didn't like it right away off the bat. No.
Really?
Because you weren't one of those? It was unfamiliar to me.
Okay.
I was already better at something that we were doing, you know, I would have to switch away from something that I'm not comfortable with.
Yeah.
Right. It was like, I'm already comfortable playing with tennis. You know, I played tennis for 4 years.
Yeah.
And so it was not like, oh, this is new and foreign. And I guess in my opinion, I was the best tennis player out of the four guys.
Okay.
That I played tennis with.
Got it. So the guys that when you guys played pickleball, you were the best at that time. At pickleball.
Tennis. You weren't.
Oh, at tennis.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, because I feel like I have better, you know, ground strokes and stuff like that, right?
Got it.
And so, in my opinion, I was better at tennis. Uh-huh. So, even though I was, like, 400 pounds. So,
yeah.
But they wanted to play pickleball. I was like, all right. But I started liking it because of the fast pace.
Yeah.
The fast pace of it, and it started being fun. And then I don't have to move as much, you know? And because of that, I started getting like really into it. Started going to all these different parks, trying to play every day.
Yeah.
And I ended up losing 100 pounds.
Wow.
Over a course of
how long was that?
Probably like a year and a half.
Wow. And that's just playing pickleball, right?
Just pickleball.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
Wow.
And it's changed my life. Yeah. It really has, I wouldn't even say it's changed my life. It saved my life because I haven't felt this healthy in, I don't know, like over probably like 15 years or something like that. Wow. Right?
That's great, man. That's awesome.
Because like one of the ways that I gained a lot of weight was I used to dance and I dislocated my knee.
What kind of dancing?
Like
what, ballroom breakdancing or what?
I did all kinds of dancing in college, right? And post college, but in my teens, I wanted to be in a boy band.
Okay.
And I wanted to be in a boy band, and you know, I got to learn like choreography, like, and I enjoyed like dancing and stuff like that. Wow. So I learned a lot of choreographed type stuff.
Yeah.
Nice. So, you know, learned a lot of, like, you know, hip hop and like, and eventually in high school, I learned, you know, jazz, ballet, modern, contemporary type stuff.
Okay.
But
cool, man.
But then, so then like played pickleball and just like completely obsessed with it.
So those of you listening, I'm sure you have some
sort
of. That's
kind of like where I started.
Story. Yeah.
And then, you know, nowadays, like I find myself like playing a lot and learning as much as I can. And I guess we could go.
Cool. Well, that leads us right into the intensive.
Okay.
Right? So we'll talk about that a little bit. So you said when did you start watching my videos, I guess? Or when did that start?
Probably within,
3 years ago then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. 'Cause 3 years ago, if you are listening or watching, don't know, there wasn't that much content out there.
Oh
there,
yeah.
There's a lot now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was one of the first. There's a few others, but, so you've been following.
I've been following you for a while. Been super excited that you know the 2-day intensive became available to me.
So what was that like
the decision?
I guess you're on our email list.
Uh-huh.
Right. So when did you decide? Yeah, I want to actually take.
Okay.
Take
so I listen to all the I listen to your podcast, right? Yeah. And you know I follow watch all your videos. And heard about it I guess you announced it like prior to the year, right?
Yeah.
Like probably. just prior to the year.
Uh-huh.
And I knew I wanted to take it.
Cool, man.
I just like thought about the means, you know?
Yeah.
Like I was like, okay, I got to come up with the means. And then,
one
of the ways that I justified it was like, I've already been taking a lot of lessons. Mm. I was taking a lot of lessons. I was taking a lot of clinics. And I kind of, I justified it by saying like, your intensive, I feel like, is going to be more valuable to me than 10 of these lessons or like 5 of these clinics, you know, or workshops, right? Or depending on the workshop or clinic, right?
Yeah. So you've taken multiple clinics and lessons with who? Just like local people, pros? You can say what you want.
But okay. Yeah,
I mean,
I will say I've taken it from pros.
Yeah.
And you know, I might mention their names later, depending on what I say. I've taken lessons from pros. I've taken lessons from like upcoming pros.
Uh-huh.
I've taken lessons from, I would say like pretty much anybody that's better than me.
Yeah.
I'm of the school of thought. You can learn anything. From anyone.
Yeah, that's good.
Right? And, but just whatever I feel as though they have something to teach me, I'm willing to learn. Because that's kind of like how I think about comedy and, you know, acting, when I was learning, trying to get better at that, was like, it didn't matter the level, you know, if it was like an intermediate level or like an advanced level when I was, it just mattered if there was a good teacher that could teach me something that I need to learn.
Yeah. I like that, man.
So, and everyone is so good at, everyone is good at something.
Yeah.
Right. And, I feel as though that's why, like, I was willing to take from everyone. I will say that, like, I've also done online lessons too. I tried that route, especially with the pandemic and everything like that. That's kind of how I first started.
Okay.
And I've taken like online lessons with like Tyler Loon, Austin Gridley.
Yeah, that's that. They have online lessons.
Okay. Okay. Really? Oh yeah, we can get into it because like, as in like. He did offer it back then.
But yeah, I'm sure.
I don't know if he offers it now.
Like he analyzes it. Like, what does he do? Like, just talk to you or like?
I didn't know know what it was going to be.
Okay.
So I was like, you know, 20. It was like only like $20 or $30.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, like an hour with Tyler Loon.
Oh, right? Wow.
And I can like ask him questions.
He definitely doesn't do this now.
So like I had a lesson with Tyler Loon.
Okay.
And
shout out to Tyler and the
shout out to Tyler.
What is your podcast called?
My podcast or his podcast?
No, his
King of the Court.
Oh, King of the Court.
Yeah, there you go. King of the Court is his podcast.
Yeah.
So and I would like to say because of my lesson with him, it inspired him to make one of his videos.
Oh,
yeah,
on his channel.
Because I would like to think so. Because after my lesson that I had with him, soon after he came out with a video. Pretty much exactly about what we talked about.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What was that, by the way?
It was how to play in the wind.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, how to play in wind. So that was like one of my questions to them. One of the things we talked about, like what side you want to be on with the wind and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the advantages and disadvantages of being having a headwind or a tailwind, like being behind the wind or against the wind, right?
Yep.
So like soon after he had that video, I was like, We went pretty deep into that.
Oh, and really?
It was like, okay. You're welcome, Tyler.
Yeah.
So then I asked him about like how to play in wind.
Yeah.
I sent him like video and he analyzed it and you know, one of the things he told me was like, I just need to get to the kitchen faster and I need to be like right up on that line. That's like one of the things that I remembered our lesson was about.
Okay.
And it was very early in my in my pickleball career.
You're probably so still a 3-0, 3-0.
Yeah. And you know, I'm like, you know, like a good like 10 inches off the line, you know, and you know, I guess I'm afraid of footfall or something like that, right?
Yeah.
I still kind of am, you know, like I'm still like a couple of inches off the line where I could be a little closer. But
So you've done lessons and pros. You've done clamps and clinics.
Yeah.
Probably some notable ones people might know.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I guess really quickly, Ryan, actually, when we first talked and you were like, I don't even know how we talked about, oh, yeah, you should come on the podcast. I think you talked about comedy and you talked about things.
Yeah.
And, oh, this is how we met. Oh yeah, no, I forgot. I remember now.
I did a lesson with you.
So so Brian reached out to me, right? And then I just at this point I was doing lessons here and there. I wasn't even doing the intensives yet.
Yeah.
And then you said, "Hey, do you do any like?" Yeah, you emailed us, right?
Yeah.
And then Brian said, "Hey, Jordan, do you do any like
online.
remote online like?" One-on-one coaching. I was like, no, like not real. I don't know what we told you, but I kind of said no because I wasn't offering that, but you were really adamant about like getting on a
call. Yeah. I was pretty much begging your wife like, hey, could you really like convince Jordan to talk to me for an hour and he could just answer a question?
Yeah. So it was like a Zoom call. So we set that up.
Yeah.
That's how we first met.
Yeah.
And I remember you had a mic set up and you were just telling me. So we got to know each other a little bit.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you had all these probably lists of 20 questions on on like your game style and play.
My game style, my tennis elbow.
Yeah, and then I think I actually watched one of your matches.
Mm-hmm.
I think you sent it to me.
Yeah.
So that's how we got started. And then I think like 6 months? Was that like 6 months ago? It was a while ago.
No, I think it was a year ago.
Okay, over a year ago. Yeah. Then you finally joined the intensive.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. And then, so that's why he's here. And then obviously, you know, he just finished up with these three other guys. We don't have to go super in depth, Brian, mm-hmm. but I do want to know, like...
Yeah, I don't want to give away all your secrets.
Yeah, no, but I just... just your experience in general. So, I know, you know, those of you that ask, this is... I don't know if we're going to ever do this again. I'm going to bring somebody on on the podcast that kind of went through the intensive, but...
Yeah. If you don't ever do this again, it's my fault, and I apologize for anybody that could possibly have done this.
Yeah, no, but... So, yeah, man, you obviously... You kind of knew what to expect, but how was it just overall? I mean, just any thoughts, you know, to be as honest as you can.
I absolutely loved it. Let's see here. I don't know, because, like, I didn't know what to expect. You know what I'm saying? Because you were saying that, like, it's going to be nothing like any other clinic or anything like that, right?
Yeah.
And which is very true. Yeah. And it was because my expectation of your intensive is going to be, all I knew was it was going to be different of what I was already experiencing. And what I was already experiencing was just like, when it comes to like workshops and clinics, it's just like a drill, right?
Yeah.
And you're just doing a drill, like the pro or whoever is running the clinic is just going to like explain a drill, explain how to do it, and then like, maybe they'll explain like why, or they do explain why. They explain why, right? They explain why, and then you start doing it, right?
And then
they'll rotate around and they'll give you like a little bit of tips here and there, right? And like, you know, bend your knees more or get lower, or like you know, hold the paddle like this, you know, and like that's so to me from my own perspective.
Yeah.
In my own opinion, that stuff you could get all from your videos.
Yeah.
Bro, like all the stuff that they're giving me, like it's I'm not saying that it's not beneficial depending on the person, right? But to me, so somebody that's obsessed with pickleball that like watches, studies the game, like it's incessantly. I'm probably saying that wrong. Word wrong. But I am such a student of the game. That's like good, everything that I do, right? I get really into it, saturate myself. Like I'm all about it. It's my life. Live, breathe, eat, sleep. It is currently pickleball. And you could find all that stuff online, you know? Yeah. And it's beneficial to the people that don't do that.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
But to me it wasn't. Mm. So like
you're talking about the other camps and you're talking about the lessons that
camps and other lessons, right? And especially the camps because like nothing is personalized, nothing is custom to you. And one of the big things that triggered me to really want to do your intensive is you said this phrase that really like stuck with me.
What did I say?
You said you don't know what you don't know. Right.
That's a good one. I got to add that to my sales letter.
Yeah. You don't know what you don't know. And
explain,
and it's true.
Explain that for people.
Okay.
By the way,
it means that, at least for me, if you were to study everything about the game that's offered to you, and there's so much content
on
YouTube.
Yeah.
And a lot of different perspectives, a lot of different levels.
Yeah.
A lot to learn. If you study all that, then what don't you know? You don't know yourself. Right? Because you know, you're studying everything outside of yourself.
You have the knowledge.
And
you could put it to practice.
Yeah.
But I guess I would say it a different way. Like, that is the big thing. That is the key ticket, by the way, to I guess, just being a good coach and offering something really valuable. Like what I said to you back then is because, you know, I've done a lot of these intensives now. I have a lot of experience, but whatever the level may be, 3-0 all the way to, you know, 5-0, right? It's hard for anyone to see themselves. That's why when we onboard somebody and someone signs up, we have them send a video of them playing, and that's so I can match up like the levels as close as I can. But yeah, you don't know what you're like doing.
Yeah. And when you watch yourself back, I mean, you obviously are never as good as you think you are when you watch yourself back, right? It's like you think you're like Superman, right? You're like here and there and like swinging, like, you know, doing Ernie's and ATPs and like left and right and like, you know, being able to reset a ball like Riley Newman and being able to put a ball away like Ben or like, you know, win a firefight like Annalie. You know, it's like you feel like you do it all. Yeah. But when you watch yourself back, it's like, wow, I'm really slow. I can't believe I missed that. Like, I was like, oh, I can't believe how many shots I missed or that my consistency is like not what I thought it was.
Yeah.
And you just like look like a fool, right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, but then at the same time, it's like, I don't know how to correct that stuff. You know, like I can't like look in a video and and they know what I need to fix.
Mm.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's
the thing with videos, too. Like, obviously, you know, me alongside of a lot of other good coaches, there's some good coaches on YouTube for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You could definitely learn a lot. And implement it if you're implementing it and drilling it. But it's the other things, right? It's the other things that you're not seeing. And
it's
you're not,
the nuances.
You know, like, for example, just you know, like in the group yesterday, and I won't even point them out specifically, but, you know, somebody would have, you know, just this little big backswing, like coming up here and then coming down and totally be like 100% unaware, you know? And then like, you know, when I was working with you guys, I'll have you, you know, try to correct it and we'll, you know, we're working on footwork, we're working on everything, but I can show somebody one thing and then try to have them replicate it. Sometimes it happens. And then sometimes they do the same exact thing. So that comes in like a really watchful, specific eye. And that's something that can't be translated through video. So that's why, That's why you came, I guess.
No. You're absolutely right in the fact that, like, you think that you're doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Or what you're either...
thinking of doing.
Yeah, thinking of doing.
Yeah.
That's why videos doesn't work, right? In that regard, right?
Yeah.
In that nuance when it comes to technique and stuff like that. But you being in person could say, like, no, you're not doing what you think you're doing. Yeah. And then it's like, oh, like this? And it's like, no, you didn't do that. You just did the same thing.
Oh, dude, that reminds me. Okay, so Brian, we just sat down. You're telling me how to pronounce your last name.
Oh, yeah.
So, Chung, something like that, right?
Yeah. The correct, that I always go by Trung because that's the easiest, right? But the correct pronunciation of my last name is Chung.
June. Okay. Anyways, I was doing it what I thought was close, right? So say it again.
June.
And I was saying it and like very similar to my ears. And I was like, oh yeah, I got it, right? And he's like, no. So that's more, you said Vietnamese, right?
Yeah.
So his last name is spelled like T-R-U-O-N-G. Mm-hmm. But it's totally not pronounced that way. But anyways, that reminds me, it's so funny because you're like, oh yeah, this is how you say it. Oh, I got it. Let me say it. And then like, that was right, right?
Right.
And then you're like, no. So that kind of, that's funny because it just reminds me of sometimes I'm coaching players and then, you know, I show them something. And then that's the thing, it's communication thing. If mm-hmm. if they're totally not getting it, then you have to figure out a way to quickly you know, make them get it.
Yeah.
So this
is where it kind of like separates you from other, because I've also done one-on-one coaching, like in person, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is where it separates you from them, like, you know, which is what ends up happening in private lessons is like they're either like they'll watch your game and they're like, okay, you need to work on this. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, and then we just end up either
doing a
drilling that thing.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, I could have done this on my own. or like with a different coach, it would be like, you know, they won't be able to explain it. It's like, oh, you just do it like this. And then you try to copy it. It's like, and then eventually they'll give up. And we're like, yeah, yeah, okay, let's move on to something else. You know? So you really
I guess we won't mention those specific.
No. I'm not gonna mention certain coaches. But like this is where like your experience and your, I guess, eye for the game and for coaching students that are trying to improve really comes into play, because not only are you able to see it. Identify it. You're able to explain it to for the person to understand start making those changes.
Yeah.
Right. So like one of the things that we worked on was my two-hand backhand. Right. Two-hand backhand volley.
You're talking about dry. Oh, you're talking about the volley. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Two-hand backhand volley. Right. The sliding volley. Right. And yeah. The reason why I wanted to learn it anyways was because of Anna Lee, right? and I I've watched so many videos about the two-hand backhand.
Yeah.
And still don't have an understanding of what you meant. Or what they meant until you started working with me.
Yeah.
You started working with me. It's like it and then break it down into simpler movements. Mm-hmm. To get to the place where I want to be.
Yeah.
Right? Because it just becomes too overwhelming to do what I want to do right off the bat.
Yeah.
Right? Well, yeah. So then, you know, you just told me to just start off with like, okay, I want you to, let's just start with you pushing off the correct leg, you know, to get you to get you in a place, getting comfortable with that. Then you started telling me like, okay, let's just catch the ball. Let's just catch the ball where you want to hit it. You know, and then eventually you started working me out. It's like, okay, now I have a better understanding, because like before it's like, I'm kind of just like shoving the ball.
Yeah.
You know, I was like shoving the ball as opposed to actually like hitting the ball, you know? So, that's just like one example of like where you separate yourself from, one-on-one lessons, or at least from my own experience.
Cool. Thanks.
Yeah.
Man. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are, I mean, and then, you know, we don't have to make the whole show, but we have a lot to get to, by the way.
Yeah.
So stay tuned. There's a lot of good content in here. Just last question about your experience here, Brian, just maybe one big takeaway, because I know we went through a lot. We won't give. We won't get the viewers all the secret sauce here.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's very individualized anyways, but one like really big thing, because I know there's probably 10 things. And when I write your action plan, I already told you that.
Okay.
There's going to be a lot, but one big thing. And then we'll move on. But, you know, just the experience whatever.
What separates us from the pros.
Mm.
Okay. And it's not like I'm trying to be a pro, right?
Yeah.
I say that jokingly, right?
And by the way, so Ryan asked me, you know what? This is funny. After every, it's pretty, I would say it happens 70 to 80% of the time. Players come to the intensive. They have a great 2 days. They learn a ton. And then they ask me for their rating. And I always say, my ratings are more accurate than Duper.
Oh yeah, I hate Duper.
So
absolutely hate Duper.
We could talk about that, but when someone signs up for the intensive, I watch their film of playing, so I get a good sense of exactly what they are. And here's a good thing for you guys and gals that are watching to think about. You asked me what was your rating.
Yeah.
After, and then so before even answering Brian, here's a couple of things that Duper can't really do. Now, over time, if there's enough data, if you play like 2,000 matches, and if everyone else's Duper is correct, it's going to be very accurate. But, you know, if you're just starting out and you don't have a lot of matches logged in and stuff, it's very, very difficult. That is the reason why I personally assess when we get signups for the intensives, that's how we put you in the groups. Like, it's not like, oh, if you're a Duper, I don't even go by Duper, right? It gives me a little indicator. But So we talked about it, like mobility is a big one, right? Obviously your skills. So the actual, so I would classify that like the shots that you hit, that you can hit, capable of hitting.
Yeah.
Of hitting. Mm-hmm. Right. So skills and maybe technique will go kind of closely. Right.
Yeah.
Shot selection. Right. That's a big one.
Yeah.
So like I actually see, and we'll get into this, but, what we talked about, what separates like the next half level, right? Shot selection's big. Consistency, right? Cause then you know, that's a big thing. There might've been one more, but those were the main ones. And, I think there was five, but when someone asked me that question, you know, all those things, come into play for sure.
Yeah.
So
what separates us from, the pros, which is, shot selection and, their movement. Right. Yeah. I'm not saying that's the only thing that separates.
Yeah.
I'm just saying like, though, that really stood out to me.
Yeah.
And it made me understand, it made me feel as though I'm capable of getting better at those things.
That's awesome, man.
Right? It's not that it's not that like you were showing us so that we could get at their level.
Yeah.
It was, at least from my experience, from my perspective, it was like showing these things that so that we could how to improve from it. And how to play better, smarter pickleball from the shot selection, and better mobility from understanding how they move, right? So, sorry if I gave away any secrets.
Oh, no. Okay. Share whatever.
You want. So that was really, I was like, oh, man. It like made me like, okay, every morning I'm going to start working on my movement, you know?
Footwork, right?
Yeah, my footwork, right? And then you know, when it comes to shot selection, I mean, I don't know if you want to talk about this now or later, sure. About like the we kind of thought of this like algorithm thing.
Mm.
Yeah.
It might be classified, but you could kind of explain
okay,
it.
Okay. Later. So the algorithm that we're like thinking about was like Joyson, he's an engineer, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So yes. Joyson's an engineer, and
he mapped out
a court.
It's a kitchen.
Yeah, the kitchen, right? Okay. And just like you know, map out the kitchen, and he put numbers.
Yeah.
On different spots of the kitchen.
Yeah. Which people have done?
Yeah, people have done, right?
For sure. Yeah.
But here's what really blew my mind was like. This where the algorithm comes into play.
Well,
is like,
well, we figure this out together during our group strategy kind of lunch, right?
If a ball goes here,
yeah,
where what are your options from that? So then understanding that algorithm, right? Yeah. Of like, okay, if the ball comes here, then they're most likely going to be their best choices are here and here, yes. Right? And if I understand that, or have a better understanding of that algorithm, the input and the output, right?
Yeah.
Then I can anticipate the ball even. I can anticipate the ball even better, and then
have a plan.
Have a plan
going forward.
And you know, my positioning is going to be better, and you know, I'm going to be able to be ready to counter or even like just be ready. Like, okay, then if they go here, then I know I'm going to go here, you know, so that really blew my mind, and I can't wait to get into that further.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Well, it was a good group of guys. Shout out to, John Scott and, Joyce in there. Really good time. Yeah. Super awesome. It's a long 2 days, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you're sore or anything, but, we're on the court a long time, and yeah, we had a great time.
So I was worried, right?
Oh, for what?
Because 2 weeks ago, I played in a tournament, and I played in a tournament 2 weeks ago, and a couple of days prior, I had a cold, and I was like,
What tournament was this?
This is Kappa. This is like Kappa tournament, right?
Represent.
Yeah, represent. I volunteer, you know, and and my friends run it.
And,
you know, they organize it and they run it. It's an amazing tournament. California Pickleball Association, you know, playcap.com right there. doing a little intro here. It started with Angus Lee and Derek Lynn, and it's the biggest. We're pretty proud that we're the biggest round robin tournament of all the United States.
How so?
The biggest, because we have the most participants, and we do a round robin tournament within 3.5 hours, and you get a minimum of
10 games or whatever.
Yeah. You get plenty. You get to play the whole entire 3.5 hours.
Where is this at?
This is Southern California.
What courts?
What courts? Yeah, it just depends on, because we've been at Lost Cab before, which PPA was there, and MLP was there before. Just like Los Angeles, Southern California.
So it's a different form. It's a round robin tournament.
You get plenty of play.
Yeah, so you're guaranteed. It's based. Okay, got it.
Yeah. That's cool. So it's super cool. And so I volunteer for that.
Okay.
And I sing the national anthem. I do the intro speech.
Do you sing, man?
So that goes back to where I wanted to be in a boy band thing.
Wow.
So I wanted to be in a boy band. I tried out for American Idol twice.
Did you really? Did you get on the...
No, I did not get on the show.
Not on the show, but did you get on an episode? You know what I mean?
No, because... Really? Okay, I'll keep this short. I realize that I'm not a good singer. I could just hold a tone. I could hold a note.
Okay.
Right? So if you're when it comes to American Idol, you have to be either really good or really bad.
Okay. So you were in the middle.
I was in the middle.
You were 3-5.
Yeah. I was 3-5. Okay. Yeah. Maybe a 3-2-5. But so I sing the national anthem. I do the intro speech. I do post-game interviews with the gold medalist.
Wait, you post this somewhere or something?
Yeah, on the website and everything like that. On the Instagram, on the social media and stuff like that. It's a lot of fun.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun. I'm trying to be the Hannah Johns of our little tournament.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
That's a lot of fun. And then I played in this tournament. And
what level did you play?
Oh, I played 4-0. Yeah, I played 4-0. Yeah.
By the way, do you remember the rating I gave you? I call it the. I should come up with the acronym. BPOR.
BPOR.
Briones Pickleball Official Rating.
BPOR?
Yeah. BPOR. I like that, dude. maybe I'll come up with a different
idea. Okay. Yeah, you can rearrange it.
I can rearrange it.
You can rearrange it. BORP?
More. Yeah. Anyways.
Proper.
Yeah. Do you remember the rating I gave you yesterday? So after the full 2 days, we go through a lot of technique, footwork, drills, strategy, games. I get a really good sense of where everyone's at.
Yeah.
So.
What
did I? Do you remember what
What was it? And please correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
Because I'm really holding it dear to my heart.
Sure.
This is my current rating.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Which is 4.165.
No, 4.178.
Oh, 4.178.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
4.178.
Correct
right there.
Correct it,
4.178. I feel even better about that now. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. I get
really specific to the thousandth of the.
You know what my duper is?
Yeah. Well,
okay,
I'm
going to tell you.
You just told me.
It's rhetorical. It's
rhetorical.
I'm sorry if that was rude. I'm sorry.
No, that's funny.
My duper is a 3-6-4.
Yeah,
a 3-6-4.
But you haven't played a lot of duper stuff, right? Or are they the Kappa? Are they running the duper on it?
Yeah. So, that's the great thing about Kappa too. Oh, okay. It's all based off of duper. So, there's no sandbagging, right? If your duper is at such and such, you can't play down.
Well, there's no, unless your duper is wrong, right?
If your duper is wrong, then you're sandbagging everything, right? I guess, But, eventually it'll even out, right? Mm-hmm. At least if somebody's duper is a 4-5, they can't be playing a 3-5 tournament, at Kappa, right? So, but when they have their Moneyball, mm-hmm. Tournament, their pro kind of open tournament, then they you have to have a minimum. Got you have to have a, both players have to be minimum 4-0.
So why do you think your duper so low then? 3-6 what? What did you say?
3-6-4.
Okay.
I think it's because of sandbagging, you know? I think it's because of like there's a lot of people and I don't think it's because of the tournament with Kappa. I think it's because of the tournament, the other tournaments that I've played. Mm. Like the other tournaments that I've played.
Oh, because did you enter at 3-5 or did you enter at 4-0 tournaments?
Other tournaments?
Yes.
Other tournaments, I guess I would be sandbagging because I entered like 3-0 tournaments and like.
Okay, so that's why, yeah. Right? Because you're not going to, that's a problem because you're not going to, if you enter 3-0, they're not going to rate you 4-0.
No, but you the people that I'm playing are like 4-0.
How are they playing at a 3-0 then? Tournament then?
Because it's based off of UTR. It's not based off of duper.
Got it.
Right? I'm still getting beaten by people that have higher duper than me.
Okay. Yeah.
Right? And then because it's pretty, I played at a 3-0 tournament. It's so sad. My poor partner, mm-hmm. I played mixed. My poor partner got Ernie 3 times in a 3-0 tournament. Like who freaking Ernie's 3?
Yeah, that's
like,
funny.
She's like, you know, like I guess people do Ernie in 3-0.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. If you're getting Ernie consistently, that is probably not 3-0.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
it's so sad because like the other partner was like perfectly like dinking wide to set my poor partner up, and then the guy would just like.
Wow.
Yeah, just Ernie hurt 3 times, and it was very frustrating because like I got very angry. We were at the kitchen, and I hit a dink a little bit too high.
Yeah.
And this guy like went full on like just a step off the kitchen.
Yeah.
He was only like a step off the kitchen. And he went full on. And hit her right in the throat, and like she like. And the ball scratched her, like she was bleeding, and it like
what? Had
like.
Dude, yeah. How old is this lady?
The person that I played with.
Yeah,
she's 35.
Oh,
yeah.
Did she? How did that go, dude? Like, was dude, she? I, was she? I, like, was I she was, pissed?
I was, I, no, she was. You know, she was just like. Was I was just okay? Trying to comfort her, and I tried to be like, you know, like, are you okay? And
the,
I was like,
what was the reaction? The guy? Did he even say anything?
He was like, you know, he's like. He was like, I think he said sorry, like, but then I was so angry. I don't even know exactly what he said. Yeah. Right. But I was like, dude, that was completely unnecessary. Like, you're only a step off the kitchen. Like, you didn't have to freaking hit it that hard, you know, like right at her freaking throat, you know?
Yeah.
And like, there's no way that ball was going in. Like, he's like straight on like
off the bounce.
Huh?
Off
no, the no, bounce? No. It was just like a high dink that like. Just came across the net.
Yeah.
Like came across the net right at her throat. It was terrible.
Jeez.
And I was like, dude, like calm down, man. Like this is like 3-0. Like you're obviously sandbagging. You just Ernie'd her 3 times before.
It was the same guy.
Same guy.
That Ernie'd and then he
hit. Ernie'd 3 times. And this is like, you know, 2 out of 3, right? Yeah. The first game.
Yeah.
The first game, Ernie'd her 3 times and freaking smacked her right in the throat. And then, like, dang. After that, it was like, you know, like, I was just worried about her, you know? So, like, I didn't care about the game at that point. I was like, dude, like, what the hell was that, you know? So,
did you guys call a timeout after?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think everyone was just like, yeah, obviously, we need to take a break. Like, we're not going to play right away.
Yeah.
You know?
Jeez, man.
Yeah, left, like, mark on her friggin' like vampire like 2 ball marks.
Does
on
she
her
have
neck.
Glasses?
No, dude. Oh, dude,
that's crazy. That's a danger.
Yeah, I'm gonna start wearing glasses.
Yeah,
especially with these new paddles coming out.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about that. But dude, that could have easily took her eye out. If you're talking about like if it was that hard.
Absolutely.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's dangerous, man.
Yeah, there's even a Facebook post on somebody losing their eye recently. I don't know if you saw that, but
no.
Yeah.
Eye protection. If you're watching or listening to this, that think about it. Think about it. I actually would heavily consider it. I mean, I'm lucky enough that I have prescription glasses, so I just automatically just wear it.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I'm gonna start wearing.
I would actually be kind of, you know, let's say I got LASIK or something, which I don't plan to do, but I would be kind of scared to. to just go out there.
Yeah.
Just because this is like gives me some assurance or something.
Yeah.
But.
But going back to the other tournament, I played in the Kappa tournament, and I was fighting off a cold right before.
Yeah.
And pretty embarrassing, but I went into full body cramps. And I went to full body cramps.
So full body, you mean what part is like? So I you know, we've all gotten a calf cramp. Mm-hmm. We've all got so your full body is like
full body is in like my calves, my hamstrings, and like my ab area, into the rib. Uh-huh. And then like if I were to move my arms in a certain way, like my arms started like cramping up as well. And you know, eventually, like it kind of like you know. It went all into my legs area, and yeah. It was just like my muscles were just nonstop spasming up, and I for like 30 minutes, mm-hmm. like nonstop, and I eventually, my friend was like, "Do you want me to call the ambulance?" And I was like, "Yeah, let's just call the ambulance. Maybe they give me an IV, right? And or some kind of muscle relaxer or something like that, right?" So the ambulance comes, right?
Yeah.
And ambulance comes and they're like checking my vitals and they're like, you know, what's your name, how old you are, like, you know, what hospital do you want to go to? And then they asked me like what happened, right? And I said like I have full body cramps from pickleball. And then at that point they no longer took me seriously. Like
wait, like what do you mean?
Like they're like they're like acting like why did you call us? Why did you call us for freaking cramping, dude? Like so there was like one EMT was like pretty kind of sympathetic to me, but the other EMT guy was like he was like, dude, you can't be here all night, like you got to get up, let's go, you know, like you get up, you know, like
you because you're laying on the court right now.
I was laying on the grass.
Yeah.
I was laying on the, I collapsed on this grass area, right? And I was like, and he was like, you got to go, you can't just like lay here the whole time. Like,
wait, what was he trying to do? Get you in the ambulance or something?
Well, he was saying, like, but I was like begging for an IV. Like I was in so much pain.
Yeah. And they wouldn't give it to you?
And they said like, we're not, unless you go to the hospital, like.
Okay.
Unless you go to the hospital right now, we can't give you an IV right now. And I'm like begging, I'm like crying and begging for an IV. And I was like, and like prior to the ambulance coming, I was like, you know, like I was like praying to God, like, I'll be a good boy, please let the cramp stop. You know, that's why like my friends like, you want me to call the ambulance, right? Yeah. Because I'm like pretty much like praying to God, like, oh please, I'll be a good boy.
So
like,
it was pretty bad.
Yeah, it was so painful, just like so painful, and I'm like. My legs are just spasming up so bad, and my hands are like curling up.
Oh my god!
And like I'm worried that like this is gonna be permanent. Like what if this stays permanent? You know, like my feet are curled up like the Wicked Witch of the West, and like under the freaking the house or whatever. But I was also like afraid that I might like have a heart attack or like have a stroke because like it's just nonstop.
Yeah.
Eventually, like they got me up and I was feeling better. And
so they left. They didn't give you IV.
Well, they didn't give me an IV, and they gave me two options. Like, if you want IV, you come to the hospital with us, or you could go home with your parents because my parents get into coming, and you go home with your parents and sip on some Gatorade, like drink Gatorade.
That's what they told you?
Yeah. Yeah. Those are my two options.
Step on some game.
Yeah. Wow. So then, because they didn't take me seriously because I told them, like, cramping from pickleball, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So then I'm like, I know if I get into this ambulance, go to hospital, it's going to cost me a few $1,000s. Like, I'm not doing that. So I was like, all right, I'm going home with my parents. And, you know, I get home feeling better. And then I start going full on body cramps again.
Shoot.
Yeah. And I'm like, dang, on the floor, dude. And you know, and then like I have two massage guns, and my parents were just like two massage gunning my legs like crazy all night.
Gosh, dude.
And like I've been drinking liquids all day, so I needed to go to the bathroom. This is also embarrassing, but I was like, hey, mom and dad, I can't get up. I'm just gonna pee on the floor. pee on the floor. And she's like, can you just give me some towels? And like, I'm just going to pee on the floor. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
And then I was like, ended up peeing on the floor, like, must have been like five times throughout the whole night. And it's like,
dang, so cramping. It was pretty bad.
Yeah, it was very bad. All the way until like 7 in the morning. All the way until 7 in the morning, I was like lying in my own pee and I'm like, okay, I gotta take a shower. And like by 7 in the morning, the cramping went away. But I was in bedridden for the next like 2 days. But,
oh my gosh.
But bro. I was worried. That's like, I would come here and I'm like, that's how the story kind of came about.
Got it. So the reason why I'm saying this, so that was like, you said a week ago or a month ago?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
Two weeks ago, this happened.
And then you have the intensive.
Yeah, I was scared.
Which we're on court for over 10 hours in the 2 days and some time off the court as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it went great.
It went awesome.
No, man. Brian played well.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, I got a
4.178 rating from you.
I might have said 4.165 yesterday. I don't know. We'll see.
I think you did, but okay. I'll take this one.
All right, you take that one.
I'll take this one.
Take that one, and then when we do our follow-up call, you send me a new video of you.
All right, all right.
I'll give you another one.
Well, I also am a part of your pickleball journey thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, let's shout it out now.
Yeah, shout out to Pickleball Journey.
It's actually My Pickleball Coach app.
Oh, yeah, My Pickleball Coach.
So it's a really cool thing that I'm a part of, and if you want coaching, if you can't make it to like intensive or something like this, you can, for right now it's $19.99 a month, which is,
I think it's totally worth it.
I created a team of coaches, including myself. I'm on their coaching as well, but I'm not gonna get to everybody, because so that's why I built a good team of high level coaches. And anyways, if you want to check it out, My Pickleball Coach, but go into the link below so that you can find it in the description. You could send in some match film and we could analyze your game and start to work with you one-on-one through video.
Oh, my friends were like fanboying and fangirling off of your voice. Like, because like you actually like watched my video.
Oh, I see.
And you actually like, it's a recording of your voice.
Yeah.
Telling me what I could improve on.
Yeah.
And I showed my friends and they're like, oh, it's Jordan's voice.
Yeah, like, that's funny.
They're like, oh, how cool is that?
That's funny, man.
So they were really fanboying and fangirling off of you. Cool. Like, it's actually you doing it. Yeah. Super cool.
Yeah, so go check it out. Again, there's a lot of people coming in. So if you do happen to get me, hey.
I requested you.
A thing. Yeah.
And one of the ways that I was able to get you was that, like, hey, because I got somebody else, and I was like, hey, can I request Jordan? I'm about to take his 2-day intensive, and I really like to get Jordan as my coach. And then I got you as my coach. Yeah. That was pretty awesome. Yeah. I actually requested you. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. That's so funny you say that about the voice thing. Actually, so a lot of people may know this if they listen to my full story, but 2 years ago, I left my job and I did this full time. But when I started teaching like lessons here, moving to Arizona, it was funny because that was one of the things that was said a lot when I started teaching lessons. When, because you know, a lot of at that time, like I said, and like you said, there wasn't a ton of content out there, so obviously a lot of people would watch mine and hear it, but. The things that, one of the things that I heard a lot were when I started teaching a lesson, like, oh my gosh, you sound like exactly the same like you do on video. I'm like, because it's me doing the videos. It's just funny, you know?
No, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's with you having your, hearing your voice and it's you.
Yeah.
There's like a comfortability with that. It's like it puts you at ease.
No,
that's like, oh, it's really him.
Yeah. Maybe I should just AI everything. Use AI.
AI everything. Yeah. Like with your voice.
Yeah. Yeah, I could just write stuff and.
Yeah, like the Snoop Dogg with the different stuff. I forget what he does right now. He's like speechify or something like that.
Yeah.
You could have things like respoken in the Snoop Dogg voice, but instead now it's you. Like,
I can make my own custom thing.
Yeah. Nice.
So, that was the story of the cramps. I know that you have Okay, so just really quick too, we can talk about your pickleball channel.
Right? Oh, okay, great.
Just really quick, you know?
Yeah.
Pickleball passion. Pickleball passion. Go check it out. So there's a place that you said it's called Pickledilly.
Yeah, the Pickledilly courts.
Yep. Yeah, and which is owned, you said, by one of the MLP owners.
Yeah, one of the MLP owners. Mm. One of the MLP owners, and
a lot of
the general manager of one of the teams. Okay. Yeah,
and a lot of pros play there.
Yeah, a lot of pros play there. Let's see here. People that are notable people are, you know, Jesse Irving,
Hayden
Patrick Quinn,
yeah.
DJ Young, the Dawsons, mm. Callan Dawson's, you know, Steve Dawson come down to. Mm. It's not just Callan. Let's see here. There's Jeff Warnick. There's Scott Crandall.
Okay, some OGs.
There's a lot of other people.
Up-and-comers.
Up-and-comers as well.
Yeah. Connor Garnett played there for a little
bit,
right?
Connor Garnett plays there. The Brasha sisters, Mary and Maggie, play there.
Do they both live there in L.A.?
They live in O.C.
So, yeah, in that area.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So Brasha, they just got signed, too, to MLP, I think, or PPA? I don't know.
I forget which.
But okay, so Pickledilly there. So your channel though, you started recording matches.
Yeah.
Pro matches. They're basically rec games.
They're rec games, but with the pros.
With the pros. So yeah, go check it out. I've actually watched a few. Obviously quality is great and angles are great. It's cool to just see the pros practice. You could see them have fun, kinda not take it too seriously at times.
Lacey Sheeman goes there a lot now too.
Really?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Because Lacey. You know she quit her job to go full time pickle. So yeah. Lacey Sheeman, Dominic Schaefer, Vivian Glossman. Yeah,
Glossman lives there.
Well, I don't like
really.
For a while,
she got good, man.
For a while,
yeah.
And I think it's thanks to
wow.
I don't know if I should say his name, but so then, you know, she was there for a while when she was on the Bay Breakers and stuff like that. And then, so
cool, man. So yeah, check it out. Pickleball passion. You want to say, anything, just last thing about it or anything?
Anything about pickleball passion?
He needs more subscribers. So if you do want to check out some of the pros actually play rec games, it's a cool thing to see.
Yeah. It's very cool. And up and coming pros too.
Oh yeah.
So that's really cool too. And then also like some of my matches.
But. Yeah. If you want to watch a Duper 3-6.
Playing some tournaments.
Yeah.
That he ends up crapping out of. But I also have like pro matches on there, which kind of goes into this other story.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about that.
Okay. So my most viewed video.
Oh, he's got a, what do we call it? Most viewed. No. You got a, I can't think of the word.
Viral?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. My viral video.
Viral.
Yeah. Video. My viral video is the first Ben Johns loss.
Okay.
Of the year.
So where was this at? PPA, right?
Yeah, PPA Newport.
And it was like a second round or first?
It was a second round, and I was recording there.
And the big thing here is it wasn't on center stage.
No, it wasn't.
So singles, I think, or doubles?
No, doubles.
Okay, doubles. So him and Colin versus who?
Ben Newell and Phil Locklear.
Locklear and Newell.
Yeah.
Got it.
So... I was going to go there and I was, you know, recording, I was in the sun all day just recording and I deliberately recorded, matches that they weren't recording, you know?
Yeah.
I deliberately I'm like the little guy, just trying to get footage of games that people might want to watch that, they don't stream.
So this is you said first round?
This was the second round.
Second round. And for some reason, I guess, they couldn't put Ben and Colin on center.
Yeah.
And then, so this is a side court for those of you who are listening. They might not do this again, but basically was recorded. You're the only one.
I was the only one.
Wow.
I was the only one.
And then Ben and Colin happened to lose.
Yeah. Yeah. Big. Ben and Colin happened to lose big. Yeah. And I was the only one that got the video.
Uh-huh.
And there's like a story behind like how that, like how I dealt with the, I guess the backlash or the consequences of.
So what was it? What was the consequence? Or why was there even consequences?
Okay. So I post this video and I get all these and I post other videos of that day, right? Of yes. other pros that day. And I get copyright, like I got all these copyright strikes and like and if you get three, your channel gets taken down.
And you got, yeah, I understand. But, yeah. And this was from, copyright strikes was from who, do you know?
The PPA.
PPA.
Yeah, yeah.
Did it say that? Does it say that when you get a copyright? It says PPA is copyright striking you.
Yeah.
And that's so crazy how they can copyright something that they're not even filming.
Right.
So it was just another court.
So I thought it was going to be okay. So this is how the day started, right?
Wow.
So I thought it was going to be okay because I even like checked with them. I said I went there early.
You did.
I went there early. I talked to their media people, and then I talked to somebody working there, and they said like email like the media producer. And asked them if it's okay. So I emailed them.
Really?
And I emailed them and I said, hey, because like now because I record at Piccadilly, right?
Yeah.
I know a lot of pros.
Yeah.
Right? So I knew in every match that I recorded, I knew somebody in playing. Like one way or another.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I emailed them and I said, hey, is it okay if I record some friends that are pros matches, right?
Yeah.
And then they emailed me back. It's like, sure, as long as you don't use a tripod and as long as you don't use a professional camera.
What? And that's vague.
Okay.
I guess, right?
So, no, they meant as in like professional cameras and like DSLR and like.
What did you have?
My phone.
Oh, your iPhone.
Yeah.
So, but and they didn't say anything about you cannot post it anywhere. They said nothing about
nothing about that.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I can understand the tripod thing because like there's not a lot of space.
Yeah.
So it's going to block area, right? And I can understand the camera because like, you know, it's a professional camera. You get in the way of a lot of things, right? So I was like, all right, I'm just going to have my iPhone and a stick to hold my phone.
Yeah.
Right. So then I had a like, phone and stick and I was just like there recording. And then I posted my video that evening. And then 2 days later, you know, I started getting all these things and the videos get taken down.
So they did get taken down.
Yeah. The Ben Johns video got taken down.
The one that he lost.
Yeah, and the other ones were pending strikes.
Dang.
So all the other videos were pending strikes where, like, if they actually go through, my channel's getting taken down. And I'm like, oh, man, this, like, what do I do? What do I do, right? So, like, you know.
So did you email back the media person then? Is that what you did?
So I emailed them back and saying, like, hey, hey, like, I'm getting all these copyright strikes, you know, like, what can I do? Like, you know, what can I do to, like, rectify what's going on? Like, you know, like, you know, what can I do? You know, like, I'm asking, like, how can we work together, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And then he emails me back. Well, he emails me back. Well, prior to that, my video gets taken down. And then the kitchen posts it, like, second for second. Just copies and pastes, like, video and puts it on their website.
On their website? Wait, YouTube?
On their YouTube, yeah.
So then, after yours got taken down, you see someone else with the same video.
My video.
Okay.
And then like, all my friends were like, hey, like, in their comments were like, hey, this is, like, Pickleball Passions video. Like, I can't believe. All my friends were like, you can't believe, like, you didn't get permission and all this stuff, right? And then I'm still dealing with the PPA, right? At this point, yeah. I'm trying to talk to the PPA. And this was all happening when, like, I'm getting my real estate license. I was like, I'm in class. I'm trying to get my, and all this stuff is happening, right? And so then they emailed me back,
yeah,
saying like, call us, right?
Really?
Yeah.
So they gave you their number.
Yeah. So I ended up talking to the PPA media director, whoever's in charge of the media thing, right?
Uh-huh.
And I get on the phone with him.
Yeah.
And how
is
like,
he? Is he nice?
I'm gonna say that he was letting me know that he's like, I'm in the wrong, and you know, he has all the rights or something like that, right?
Okay.
So I'm like, I thought it was okay. Like, he was like saying like, you know, who you talked to gave you the wrong information, and
okay,
I guess like a lower level producer or whatever,
yeah,
gave you,
yeah,
the wrong, like you're not allowed to record any of these matches. And I was like, but nobody was recording. It's like, yeah, we own all the IP. Like, I know every single match that I recorded and posted, like, I know somebody, right? I know the player, right? Yeah. And I know one of the players. I might not know all the players, but yeah, I know one of the players, right?
Yeah.
And you know, and they're like, no, like we own all the IP and stuff like that. You're not allowed to post.
So what ended up happening then?
He was like, you know, I want to be able to work with you guys. Like, you know, I'm just trying to give pickleball more exposure. You know, like be able to watch these games.
Yeah.
That are not being recorded,
yeah,
right? That are gone forever, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, you know, let's, I'm going to take off these strikes, you know, like we'll let it go. So we'll let it go.
So he has had the ability,
yes,
to take them off.
Yeah. He's the head media guy.
Wow.
So then he was like, okay, you know, like, you know, it's okay. You know, we'll let it go this time. And I was like, all right, cool. Thank you. And it's like, and then I was like, hey, you know, will I be able to work with you guys in the future to like be able to record matches that you guys don't record or anything like that?
Yeah.
And then he said, we're still trying to figure that out. Like,
so he let you. So this match that got taken down, the, yeah, Ben Johns loss, yeah, right? Got is it still down on your channel?
Now? Yeah, it's still on my channel.
So he basically gave you the, he let you have it.
Yeah,
basically.
He let me have it.
Okay,
let it go, and then, wow, you know, and then like, you know, the kitchen guys, I ended up talking to them, and I eventually gave them permission to like post it, but because like the kitchen guys were saying like one of their employees did it, they didn't do it, so then like that's why they said that they should have asked permission and gave me credit, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, like, you know, we're cool now, you know.
Yeah.
But then, so then now it's on my channel. Like, they took off the strikes, let me get the videos back up, and they said like, all right, like if you wanna let's talk next week.
Yeah.
And you know, maybe we could work something out where, yep, you could record and stuff like that. And then,
so that never happened then.
And then, yeah, yeah, I called them back,
got it,
and didn't answer. And then, yeah, like later, like several hours later, he sends me a voicemail saying, you know, they're just really busy right now. They can't really figure anything out.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, hey, at least you got your video back.
But at least I didn't get my channel taken down. That's, yeah, what I was probably, geez, most worried about. And I got the video, yeah, back, and
yeah,
you know, I guess that's my claim to fame on my channel.
Okay. All right. There you go. Want to see Ben Johns and Colin Johns lose?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? It'd be interesting now that, well, see, they should have gave you that in writing, because I don't know if they could just. What would be interesting is if I break down that match, I should do a strategy thing, and hey, maybe this is the ingredient to beating the Johns. Actually, I watched a good portion of it.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I think that'd be an interesting video. Cool. Comment below if you would like a strategy breakdown of how the Johns got beat at that tournament.
I think a lot of people would be interested in that. Yeah.
And I would say if they played 99 more times out of 100, mm-hmm. Johns would probably win.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, it happens.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah. So what else you got, man?
Let's see here. Yeah, we talked about how I lost 100 pounds. Yeah.
Yeah. So just your stories. Get to those, man.
Yeah.
Or the okay. The content.
The content stuff.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it with my channel.
No content, as in
my other stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Let's get into the other stuff. Okay. While this is happening, this is just a good time to just shout out to our sponsors here, Selkirk Sport. Thank you for what you do. And if you're looking for some good paddles, lifetime warranty. And what I really like about it is American manufactured brand. Check out Selkirk. Check out the link below and get a free e-gift card with your paddle purchase. All right. What do you got? Ryan?
Just like some funny ideas because I'm a comedian.
So it's funny when we were like, Brian, maybe after the intensive, you should, come on the podcast. We could talk about it a little bit, blah, blah, blah. And then, I was like, oh, you're a comedian, dude. You should just come up with a 5-minute, little sketch.
Yeah.
Is that what they call it?
No, they call it a set.
Set?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know why I said sketch, but.
No, sketch is also a funny, a comedy type thing.
Oh, what's the difference?
Okay, sketch is like Saturday Night Live.
Yes. Right?
Or Mad TV.
Okay.
Where there's a scene, right?
So
it's a short, funny scene.
It's acting.
That's called a sketch. Yeah, okay. So you're acting.
And then stand-up
out.
Is...
Stand-up is actually like
telling jokes.
Yeah.
Okay, so I asked them for a 5-minute thing.
And then you asked me about it. I'm already at the intensive. We already planned this ahead of time.
Yeah.
And I was like, sorry, man, I didn't do that. It's like, it's really hard to come up with pickleball jokes.
Yeah.
But I could come up with funny thoughts or ideas. And that's not my stand-up anyways. My stand-up's funny stories, mm-hmm. But just some funny ideas I thought of, whereas haven't you noticed a lot of buff guys can't play pickleball. They're really muscular, up top, but they don't have the coordination to really play any pickleball. They're really suck at it for some reason.
No, it's funny.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of pretty athletic guys, or I don't know, they're coming from either football.
Yeah. Some other sport.
Or just wrestling or some crap. And then, no, they're just funny. Uncoordinated in that kind of sense.
Yeah. Okay, we talked about that. So there's so I struggle with finding a mix partner.
Yeah.
So I think me and my friend have a theory about mixed partner theory.
All right. So what's so we're going to get into some theories here. Mixed partner theory.
Okay. Mixed partner theory. So if you're, for example, if you're a 4-5, the best that you could get as a mixed partner, as a guy trying to get a mixed partner, is a 4-0 or less. Right. It's you have to, it's a half a point down that you that's your choices, right, in a sense, or that's probably the best you get, right?
Say that again. So if you're
if you're a 4-5
guy,
mm-hmm. then the best you could hope for is a 4-0 woman.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is if the 4-5 women are playing with 5-0 guys.
Yes.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Got it.
Because you always have to go half a point down.
Yeah.
It's
true, because women, good women are hard to find.
Yeah, good women are hard to find. Yep. And they have so much more choice. And it's almost like dating, right?
Yeah.
So then, and then the other part of the theory is if it's a pretty attractive woman, then you could only expect to get an attractive one full point down. So if you're a 4-5, uh-huh. you can only get an attractive 3-5 woman. Like, and then
why is that?
I don't know. This is because they just have even more choice.
Oh, I see.
They just have even more choice. So then, yeah.
Like,
you know,
more people would want to play with
them. Yeah, more people would want to play with them.
Yeah.
So that's our, like, funny, like, little theory about, like, trying to find a mix, our struggles of trying to find a mix partner.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely hard to find any partner already, but specifically women's partners.
Yeah, it's so difficult.
Yeah. Sure. For sure.
Yeah. And then, related to that is, like, you know, I would say 95% of couples can't play together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like couples.
I didn't think about it. So that's why you're saying that's maybe why some of these women have just random other.
Yeah. It adds to like the difficulty in a sense. And then, but I also think of it as in like the couples that actually do play well together I bet you it's like so much more rewarding, you know?
Could be.
I just like think of like, oh, that could just be so much more rewarding to actually win with your significant other.
Yeah.
But just some funny idea or thoughts.
Yeah. Fun fact, when I started playing the game this is probably 6 years ago. I didn't start 6 years ago, almost 9 years ago now, but 6 years ago, not 6 years, over 7 years ago now. Josiah, you just met him, our oldest. Katrina and I used to play tournaments together. It was probably 4 or 5 tournaments at that time. And she was playing pregnant. And it we won some tournaments.
That's incredible.
So that was fun.
Yeah.
That was back in the day, though.
Yeah, yeah. But how'd you feel? That must have been so rewarding to be able to win with your significant other.
It was great. It was great. I could definitely say I probably wasn't the best partner. just getting super intense, serious, frustrated. We don't play. It's been a thing. We don't play with each other much, but we'll drill and practice. But she doesn't play much anyways.
Right. Yeah. Let's see here. I will tell my MLP story. Okay.
Oh yeah. What's your MLP story?
Okay. So I'll give you guys
Which MLP is this, by the way?
This is a San Clemente.
Oh, San Clemente.
Which was the last one.
That was
right?
A good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'll give you the setting, right? All
right.
The setting is, it's the premier finals.
What does that mean? Oh, so is there two teams left or one team?
Two teams left.
Two teams, yeah. That's
it. Two teams left. It's
Ben Johns.
It's Ben Johns, the Pioneers.
Yeah.
Ben Johns with Tyler Loon, Etta Wright, and Megan Dazan.
And then
they're playing against
Julian, right?
No, that's the super finals. So I'm talking about the premier finals.
So I'm really confused.
Okay. So it's the finals of the season.
Got it.
But it's not the finals of the whole. It's finals of the event, not the whole season.
Right? Oh, that's how they do it.
Right.
So who won the super finals was Ben's team.
It was Ben's team it was the Mad Drops. Mad Drops beat Ben's team.
Okay.
On the Monday. Yeah.
Okay.
So this is Sunday. This is Sunday, San Clemente, premier finals of the event.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the winner, you know, actually goes to the super finals.
Mm.
Right. So it's against the Jersey Fives with Anna Lee, Hayden Patrick Quinn, Leah Jansen, and James Nodwich.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the finals. And you know, the crowd is, you know, obviously going to watch, like, crowding around, and it's getting crowded. And my friends are the two other guys that I'm with are just like, you know, they're sitting in the back, right? At back area, right? And then, like, you know, there's like the VIP area and in the front, right? And I noticed that like other content, you know, creators are just like getting content and stuff like that.
Who was there? What content? What the content creators?
A lot of them actually, but like
who to name a few.
Like, let's see here.
Chris and
Enhance.
Oh.
Bad Pickleball.
Who runs Bad Pickleball?
Oh, he doesn't want people to know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I know, but he doesn't want people to know.
Got it.
He likes to just keep his privacy.
Yeah.
If you know him, then he's fine with it. Yeah. He just doesn't want it to be like everyone knows.
No, no, I just wonder.
Yeah, yeah. And then, some other content creators. And
so,
like that,
so they were getting content like
Like so the reason why I bring it up is because I want to go down there.
Yeah,
I want to go into the as close as possible to
the VIP.
Yeah, to the VIP area to get content.
Got it.
Right.
How do these people? Because you would have to pay for that. Like, how does this work?
You can either pay for it, the VIP,
or you get a freaking,
or you get a pass from somebody you know. Right.
Yeah. Got it.
So, my friends, I know they have passes, but they just chose to not sit in the VIP area. Mm. They chose to sit in the back. Right.
Why do they have passes? They bought them.
Huh?
They bought them. Your friends?
I think I'll get to it. Okay. They got it from their friends. Got it. Okay. Right? They got it from their friends.
All
right. Right? The other people that they know. Or no, they actually have passes, or they got given passes or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So or like handed a pass, right?
Yeah.
From one of the owners or something like that, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, so it's the finals, and now it's 2-1, right? The Jersey Fives are up 2-1 against the Pioneers.
Yes.
And then the now Ben is gonna come in there and play to tie it up to go to Dreambreaker.
Got it.
Right? So I'm like, okay, I need to get down there. So I I was like, hey, can I borrow one of your VIP passes so I can go down there and get closer, and he was like,
what content were you trying to get, by the way?
Just like interactions, just record. Just recording
the match,
close-ups of the players or whatever.
So do they let you do that? So PPA had a big problem, right? So what is the MLP rules then?
Okay, so you know? MLP, I haven't had any issues with the MLP as of yet. The reason why I don't have problems with the MLP is because they record all their games. So I don't record their I only record the games for my own personal use.
Got it.
Right? So I wanted to record for my own personal use.
So you were going to put it on
Pickleball
Passion.
No, I wasn't going to post it on Pickleball Passion.
Oh, okay.
Unless I wanted to I have like fan cam stuff of like Ben Johns, right? So where I just like follow Ben Johns or Anna Lee Waters.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, just to see how they move and, you know, how they play, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, hey, can I borrow your pass and go down there? And I was like, all right. And they're like, here. So they hand me the pass. I go down there and I go down to the court, and I'm like waiting for a good moment to get on the court in the VIP area without like interrupting the game, right?
Okay.
So I go down there and I'm waiting next to the court. Three people come down and they start like interrogating me. Three people.
Well, because you're, so is there a VIP section and then you're on the court VIP? Is there like, you know?
Yeah, I'm not on the VIP section yet. I'm waiting to get into the VIP section.
Yeah, so you're not even in yet.
I'm not even in yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm like next to the VIP, next to like the security guard.
Yeah.
About to go in, like wanting to get into the VIP area.
Mm-hmm.
The three people come down, start interrogating me, like, who are you? Who do you know?
Mm-hmm.
How did you get that pass? And then I'm like, what? Like, what's going? Like, oh no! I'm scared. I'm like, oh no! Like, I feel like I stole candy from I got caught stealing candy from a store or something like that, liquor store. And I was like, oh no! I don't know. What are you talking about? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know, like and then they were like, you're not. You having that, we're not saying that you are a security risk, but you having that you having that pass is a security risk. And then they're like, we're gonna confiscate that pass. And then I was like, and I looked down, and it was a general manager pass.
Oh,
it was a general manager pass. And then they're like, who do you know? Like, how'd you get that pass? Like, where'd you get that from? And it's like, I don't know. I don't know. So I'm scared.
It said general manager on it.
Yeah, general manager.
So of one of the teams.
Yeah. Of one of the teams. Right? A general manager pass.
Yeah, yeah.
And
so that's above VIP, maybe.
That is definitely above VIP because there's like 200 VIP passes, but there's like only 24 teams. There's only one general manager pass for each team.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's only 24 teams. Yeah. So they're going to know every single general manager. Yeah. And I obviously don't look like one, right?
Yeah.
So then, big giant Asian guy, right? So, so then they're like, we're going to confiscate your pass, right? And then I was so scared, and I accidentally mentioned like a team I know, right?
What do you mean a team that you know?
Like I know one of the teams. So
you know.
I know a general manager of one of the teams.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And I accidentally mentioned a team I know, right?
Yeah.
And then they're like, "Well, we're going to tell them. You know, we're going to tell them that you like that you somehow got a pass, right? A general manager pass.
Okay.
And like, I was like, oh my goodness, I got somebody so much in trouble. I not only am I in trouble, but I got other people in trouble, right? And then like, now I'm like fearing for my pickleball life. Uh-huh. Like everyone's going to hate me and everyone's like, nobody's going to want to play pickleball with me again. Uh-huh. Like I'm just so scared, right? That like my pickleball life is ended, right?
Yeah.
And then they said like, we're going to confiscate this pass. Mm-hmm. Right. And they said like, you're not going to cause any trouble. Right. And I was like, no, I'm not going to cause any trouble. And then they said like, okay, we're going to let you watch this game and then we're going to escort you out afterwards. We're going to escort you out. And I don't know what that means. I was just so scared. It's like, are they going to arrest me or something like that? After this game,
were you really thinking that?
Yeah. I was like, I was so scared. So I was like, okay. And it was like, they let me sit down. So I was like, okay.
So did you have your camera stuff?
I did.
Okay.
I did have my camera stuff. So
why didn't you just say you're there to just film some stuff?
I don't know. I was so scared, dude. Okay. I was worried that I'm not allowed or like, I don't know what's going on, right? So I go down there and I'm like thinking like, okay. At least I know one of the owners, mm-hmm. right? That was already sitting down in the VIP area.
Yeah.
So I go down there. So the like, so now Ben Johns wins, right?
Yeah.
And then now they're going to the Dreambreaker.
Yeah.
Right.
Got it.
Then that's when they let me sit down.
Okay.
So they let me sit down, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go sit next to one of my friends that I know that is one of the owners of the team. So I go down there and I try to go sit down. But when I go down there, he's gone. So now I'm like sitting there by myself while this Dreambreaker, like they're setting up for the Dreambreaker.
Uh-huh.
I'm sitting there by myself and I'm too scared to look back because I'm worried that they're just like hawking me right now.
Wait, who else is there?
Huh?
Who else is sitting with you?
Nope, nobody.
No, but.
No, like there's other people, but I don't know them.
So you're not like you're not in the court on where the team would sit, right?
No, I'm right behind,
behind
one of the benches.
Yeah,
one of the team benches. I'm right behind it.
Okay,
right.
Yeah.
And my person that I know who's one of the owners isn't there.
So he just went to the bathroom or something.
Yeah, yeah. So he comes. So I'm like freaking out. Like I'm all sitting there by myself. Uh-huh. And I'm too afraid to look back, right? Like, I'm worried that they're going to escort me out and arrest me.
Sniper or something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I'm just, like, so scared over my life right now, right? Yeah. And this is going to be on, like, ESPN right, and everything, right? So my friend that's an owner comes back.
Yeah.
Right?
Is this the Pickle Diddly guy?
No.
Someone else.
It's a different owner that I know.
Wow. How many owners do you know, dude?
Well, there's a lot of owners.
Oh, because
there's a lot of owners.
There's multiple owners.
There's multiple owners on a team. Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
So one of the owners comes back and like he brings back pizza and he's like, hey, what's up, Brian? Hey, you want a pizza? You want a slice of pizza? And I'm like still freaking out, having a nervous breakdown. Uh-huh. It's like, I don't know. And he's like, here, just take a slice of pizza. I was like, okay. So he hands me a slice of pizza. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And he's like, here, just eat you okay, man? Here, you want a napkin? Like, the pizza's, like, dripping on my hand, and, like, the sauce is all over my hand. I'm just holding a slice of pizza, like, barehanded, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, you want a napkin? And I was like, I don't know. I'm, like, freaking out. Like, I don't know if I want. What? I don't know. Like, I'm so in my head right now, right? Freaking out. And they're still setting up for the drink breaker. He's like, are you okay, Brian? Like, what happened, you know? Uh-huh. And I'm telling him, like, They just confiscated a pass for me, and they're gonna escort me out, and like I think I got a lot of people in trouble, and it's like why? What do you mean escort? He's like, what do you mean like confiscated your pass? It's like, yeah, like I had a general manager pass, and they escorted me, they're gonna escort me out later, and like I think I got a lot of people in trouble, and I was supposed to have a general manager pass. I thought it was a VIP pass, but it's a general manager pass, and he starts laughing. He's like, he's like, out of all the passes you could have borrowed from somebody, you borrowed a general manager pass. And he's just laughing, like, no offense to you, Brian, but you do not look like a general manager of a team. You do not look like a general manager of a team. And he's just like laughing. And then it's like, how'd you get the pass, right?
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, okay. I'm going to use different names. Yeah. I'm going to use superhero names just so.
Okay. confidential, huh?
Yeah. Okay. Keep anonymity, right? So, like, I got it from The Flash. Who got it from, like, Superman? Who got it from the Joker, right? And he's, like, laughing, right?
Yeah.
He's, like, laughing. It's like, okay. And then I told them, like, I told the security people or the staff people that I accidentally mentioned the name of the team, right? Mm-hmm. He's like, well, you might get them in trouble if they don't have their general manager pass, right? Because they're gonna think that they gave you their general manager pass. Uh-huh. So it's like, oh shoot, you're right. Yeah. So it's like, he's like, the owner friend's like, you better text them and make sure they've got the general manager pass, or they're gonna be in trouble for not having their general manager pass.
Yeah.
So I text my friend that's a general manager, and then I'm gonna read what I texted him.
So this is the guy's pass, the general manager.
No, it's a different pass. So I mentioned the team. So I'm glad you're asking to clarify this. So I mentioned the name of a team, right?
That you knew.
That I know. But it's not the pass that I had.
So where? How did you? You didn't even think, like, where'd you get that one then?
I don't know. I don't know where I got that one. Oh. I don't know where I got that one.
What do you mean
one.
You don't know?
I don't know. I got it from a friend.
That knew a friend.
That was a friend. That got that had got the general manager from somewhere else.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
I don't know where he got that pass from. But all I know.
But you didn't even think about it was the general manager you did know. You could have been his.
I guess it could have been his.
But you weren't thinking that.
I wasn't thinking at the time. Okay. So he was saying, like, you know, you better cover your butt, and you better find out. You better so that the person that you did mention, the team that you did mention, make sure that they have their pass, or else they're going to think that they're giving out their passes, and they're going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So I messaged the general manager that I actually know.
Uh-huh.
And then, I'm going to read it so I don't mess up this, exchange. Right. So it's like, okay. Make sure you have your general manager pass. I'll explain later. I text him that, right? And then he texts me back that he says that he doesn't have his general manager pass. I was like, oh no.
Uh-huh.
I think I got him in really big trouble.
Yeah, you think you have
it. And then he said, and the general manager that I know, he says that I just have an owner's pass, right? Because he's an owner's and a general manager pass, right? Okay. So then I was like, who has the general manager pass of the team I mentioned?
Yeah.
Right? And then I explained it and I texted him again. I was like, I got a general manager pass confiscated, and they're threatening to kick and escort me out. And the first question they asked me was who I knew, and I stuttered and I didn't know what to say. And I accidentally mentioned the team that I do know, which is yours.
Uh-huh.
And then he said, and then they asked me more questions, and I said, like, I'm not saying anything anymore, right? So like I told the staff people I'm not saying anything anymore, right?
Yeah.
That's when they let me sit down for some reason.
Yeah.
So then he says the general manager that I do know, he says like, whose general manager pass did you have? Right?
Yeah, and
because
you don't know.
Yeah, it was like because they didn't request a general manager pass. That's why he doesn't have one, right?
Oh, got it.
Right. So then I was like, okay, I got a general manager pass from the Flash, who got it from Superman, who got it from the Joker, right? Yeah. And then he says like, okay, he kind of figured it out. Uh-huh. It's like, okay, you probably got the general manager from this person,
yeah,
right? Because like he kind of connected the dots, right? Because there's only 24 general manager passes, right? And then he's like, okay, like I'm not in trouble. I'll be fine, right? And then I was like, okay, good. Because I was feeling very guilty that I got you in trouble because I accidentally mentioned your team's name, right? And then he's like, oh, just say like you found it or something. You found the general manager pass. And then I was like, no, because the people that I got to, they actually saw me. They saw them hand me the pass. That's how they found out and they chased me down to interrogate me. Hand me the pass.
It was like a little handoff action.
Yeah, handoff. They caught me in the handoff, like a drug deal, right?
Yeah.
They caught me in the handoff. Yeah, and that's how they caught me going into the VIP anyways, right? So, okay. So this all happened like on the Dream Breaker switch, right?
Yeah.
So now it's the Dream Breaker, right? The Fives versus the Pioneers, right? Yeah. And this is like a dream scenario of mine, right? Fantasy.
Watching them, you mean?
Watching them, and I'm right behind the Fives with like Lee Waters.
Got it.
And the Anna Lee Waters, Hayden Patrickson, James Nanowich, Leia Jansen, they're playing this Dream Breaker.
So you got the best seat in the house.
I got the best seat in the house.
Okay.
And I'm still freaking out at the same time. Yeah. I'm freaking out to the point where like I don't record because I'm scared to record because I'm worried that if I start recording, they're going to escort me out right then and there.
Yeah.
Right? And this is on ESPN too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
This is all happening. You could see me on ESPN on the stream. Like I'm right behind them. Yeah. Right? And they're like, you know, every time that they're like losing a point, they're like, you know, Anna Lee is like running to her mom and saying like, you know, what's the plan? What do we do? And like Lee Waters is like, you know, just being positive and encouraging, like just confidence, guys, you guys could do it, you know, like and like, you know, and every time that they make like, you know, Anna Lee Waters makes a mistake and it makes an error and like looks back at or loses the point or whatever for whatever reason, like it might not be an error, right? They lose the point.
Yeah.
So you lose the point, and she looks back at Lee Waters, and Lee Waters like, you got it. You know, just like being positive for them, and then like you know they switch off, and like Hayden goes, or like James Anonymous goes, and like you know he might have lost the point here and there, and he looks back at Lee Waters for like guidance and like coaching, and like you know Lee Waters just like you guys could do it, confidence, like being positive, right?
Yeah.
And like Leia Johnson does the same thing, Hayden just does the same thing. Like whenever like they lose a point, they look back at Lee Waters for some kind of guidance, and this is all happening like right in front of me, and I don't record it. And it's like this is amazing, right?
Wow.
Just during the Dream Breaker. Then they do the switch, right? Now Ben Johns and Tyler Loon, Megan Dazan, and Etta Wright is now they're in front of me because of the side switch, right? During the Dream Breaker, they switch sides.
Oh, you're talking about just on the court. They don't switch their seats in the
coaches. They do.
Why?
I don't know.
So you're telling me the coaching staff, the team general manager, they have to get up.
No, not the general manager and the coaching staff. The bench.
Just the bench.
So now Ben Johns is in front of me.
Yeah.
Right? This is like dream come true for me. Like, I'm right in front of Ben Johns.
This is your dream breaker.
Yeah, this is my dream breaker. I'm like, I might be able to overhear some kind of insight, you know, like, you know, and like, this is like dream come true. And all this while, my friends are seeing me on ESPN and on the stream and stuff like that. And now I got friends calling and texting me.
Uh-huh.
I got a guy that was like calling, like texting me like, I see you right behind Ben Johns, like, steal one of his towels, like his sweaty towels, like ask him for his shirt, I'm still freaking out. And then I got like another girl like calling me like, hey, I see you right behind Ben Johns, like ask for his autograph. Uh-huh. And like, I'm still freaking out. So, you know, spoiler alert, I won't tell who wins, or I guess I can, but you know, Ben Johns and the Pioneers end up winning, right?
Yeah.
And you know, and then
yeah, so what happens at
everything the... everything starts clearing out, right?
Okay. So you're still sitting there.
I'm still sitting there.
But
and I see okay. two security guards start walking my direction. And then they walk right past me. It's because they're going to set up for the final ceremony.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's like, whew, dodge that bullet, right? So the whole entire final ceremony ends, right?
Yeah.
And I'm still scared because if I go to the entrance, I'm worried that they're waiting for me at the entrance.
Yeah, but you could have walked out any other way, I guess.
I guess I could.
Yeah, you could go across the court, go out
and around or something like that. Right. Or I guess I could have lost. I wasn't thinking at the time. I'm still scared. They're going to come get me.
Yeah.
So I stay there and I wait until everyone leaves, right? I wait until everyone leaves.
Everyone leaves what?
Everyone leaves, like the player, all the players leave. Everyone, like
after
audience.
After the celebration.
After the celebration.
Oh.
All the players leave. All the audience leaves. I'm there by myself. It's like, okay, I think it's safe now for me to leave.
You're sitting there by yourself.
Yeah.
There's no one else there.
No.
Why?
Like, because I'm afraid that they're waiting for me. I'm afraid that they're waiting for me.
Okay.
So I finally, everyone leaves. It's like, okay, I think it's safe now to leave, right? So then I go out and I leave and nobody's waiting for me.
Okay.
Nobody's waiting for me, right? And then the next day, like I'm free and clear, right? The next day I come back because I'm going to record the, there's the super finals in the afternoon, in the evening, but then there's also the owners and staff tournament in the morning, right?
Okay.
So I'm going to, because they don't record the staff and the owners tournament, right? So it's like, okay, that I could record because they're not recording it. I could probably record that and put it on my channel and I should be fine.
Well, you got to ask somebody, right? But you didn't.
I didn't ask.
Okay.
Yeah. But I did ask my friend who was playing in it, one of the owners and who the general manager, and they were playing in it. And it's like, they didn't have any issue with it, right?
Yeah.
So I go in the morning, right? Yeah. I go in the morning on Monday morning, and there's, because it's like the super finals is later in the afternoon, there's nobody at the gate, right?
Yeah.
There's nobody at the gate. And I was like, okay, cool. So I just walk right in. I walk right in and I start recording. I set up and I start recording some of the games, right? And one of the team owners that the staff people were threatening to tell.
Yes.
This woman kept on looking at me. This woman kept on looking at me. It's like, oh, I think they know. I think they know. And this woman kept on looking at me.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I think that's the person that they said that they're going to tell.
Yeah.
That I was causing trouble or somehow I got a general manager pass, right?
Yeah.
She kept on looking at me. I was like, oh, no. Like what does that mean, right? And I was like, okay. Like, they probably know. They probably know. So then one of my owner friends that I was, you know, that gave me the slice of pizza.
Yeah.
Starts walking towards me. Yeah. Like, he saw me. Mm. And he starts walking towards me.
Yeah.
With a couple of other people, like staff, MLP staff members.
Yeah.
Like that could be like security or whatever, right? They start walking towards me, like really serious face. Mm. And he comes up to me and says, how'd you get in here? Like who let you in? You're not supposed to be here.
Because you didn't have a lanyard, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And really serious tone, right? I was like, oh no, like what now, right? And then he said, like, I'm messing with you. He's like, you're fine. Like,
wait, who was this
guy? One of the owners was like, he was just playing a joke on me. Oh. Like, you're completely fine. I was just joking with you. Like the next day with like.
So everyone heard about the situation then.
Yeah.
Oh, so this is a serious thing then. The general manager.
Yeah, yeah. So it turns out the people offense. That, yes, it is a serious thing.
Really?
Because turns out the people that were interrogating me.
Yeah.
They're the liaison they're the person that manages.
Okay.
All the general managers.
Got it.
So they know all the general manager. The person that was interrogating me knows all the general managers.
Yeah.
So they knew that I wasn't one of them.
Yeah.
So got fortunately, it. I'm okay. At least I think I'm okay after, especially after telling the story.
Yeah.
But that's my MLP story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hopefully that was entertaining for you guys.
All right. Well, a little suspense there. Yeah. A little, it turned out to be.
It turned out to be okay. Actually watch the owners and staff players play their tournament on my channel.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Did you so will they get fined? Can they get in trouble by losing their general manager pass like that?
I don't know. That's the whole entire mystery and scary thing about it. I don't know what the consequences.
You must be able to do something else different than the VIP. Like, why?
The general manager passes?
Yeah, it's like, why? What's the separation between a general manager
and a VIP?
And a VIP? It's like, they're watching that and they let you go further? Like,
No. It's nothing like that. I think it's, they have access to other stuff.
Oh, so what?
Players and stuff like that.
Oh, like their lockers and stuff.
Lounges and stuff like that.
Oh.
Yeah. So they.
Okay.
There's like separate. There's a VIP area. Then there's also like a player, general manager area.
Okay, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense. All right.
Oh man.
Cool, man.
Cool.
Well,
how long? Where are we at?
Yeah, right we're pretty long here. We're pretty long here. We should
probably wrap it up.
Yeah, wrap it up here. That was the main stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. That was the main stuff. Everything, all the bullet points that I wrote down.
Yeah.
But
so here we go. We'll do the spin wheel. How about that, Brian?
Okay. What is that? I mean, I know what that is, but
yeah. So
I forget what's on it.
So we got a few different things. We will. I don't know. Here, let's give it a whirl.
Yeah, let's give it a whirl and see what happens.
Let's give it a whirl and then we'll explain. Here, okay. You want to give it?
Okay.
Want to give it one?
All right. Ready?
Yep. Go ahead. Okay, what do we got here?
Hopefully it's something, a story that I didn't already tell.
Favorite pickleball memory? I don't know, Brian. You've been around a lot of the pros. You've been, taking some lessons with some of them. You've been all these, I don't know, favorite pickleball memory. Just
that's hard to say. I don't know.
I don't know. Just, I feel like, just a good one.
I feel like all my memories are.
Yeah. Or one of your favorites then. One of your favorites.
I don't know. I feel like I shared a lot of them already.
Oh, okay. Or just... Okay, how about this? Just one pro that you're grateful to meet, because some of them could be, you know, maybe not as welcoming and stuff like that. I don't know.
I feel like all of them are great.
Oh yeah.
Any
favorites?
I don't have a favorite. I guess I'll say what was surprisingly.
Yeah.
Surprises me.
So what? Yeah. Well. Okay. Go ahead.
What surprised me was DJ Young. He's a super nice guy.
Yeah.
He always like says hi to me whenever I see him at tournaments and like, you know, says what's up.
But you see him all the time though, right? He plays at Piccadilly, you said.
Yeah.
Didn't he move to Austin?
Don't know.
Oh, really?
Because like, okay. I don't know if I'm blowing up his game, but like, I think he moved back.
Oh, did he? Okay.
I don't know.
All right. So DJ Young is cool. Cool guy.
Yeah. DJ Young is a cool guy.
Yeah.
At least from my experience.
Yeah.
Whenever I like see him, he's like always like, you know, what's up and how you doing? And
yeah.
Like.
Yeah, I know.
Seems like he's happy to see me, you know. So
that's cool. Cool, yeah. Man.
Anything
else you want to add, Brian? I guess you're going to be working on your game now.
I'm going to be working on my game.
Since.
For sure.
Since we just spent the full 2 days with each other and. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. I'll have that action plan written up for you guys next week or so. So anything, I don't know. This is different, right? From a, different. From.
I mean, I know you asked those questions.
Which ones?
The like, who'd you pick for dinking and or like shots and stuff like that. Or,
oh, yeah. Well, like, here's just one, right? Okay. From a 4.178 B poor player. Okay. Briona's pickleball official rating, B poor. I gotta change the acronym. But or 3.6 duper. You could take which one you want, right?
No, okay, yeah. Okay. It depends on the question, I guess.
Yeah. But Yeah. So Brian, you know, like, and you study the game a lot. Obviously we went through a lot and you learned a lot probably about your game, learned a lot of different things.
Yeah.
What, and you're not a coach, you're not a teacher, but you learn things all the time. And you also, we also just spent the full 2 days.
I taught beginners for a little bit.
Okay. There you go.
That was just beginners. Yeah.
All right.
And I'm always happy to like, yeah, to teach people the game.
Yeah. And after spending the 2 days with each other, what's the strategy tip that you have for somebody? Let's go. I don't know. I guess around your, like, something you've really picked up.
That's good for my level.
Yeah. Or just, you know, over the
time, yeah, that I've, I mean, played.
Yeah. What's a strategy tip, at your level that you can give players? This is coming from, you know,
yeah, a 3-6-4 or a 4-1-7-8.
Yeah. Something that you learned either the past 2 days or just something that's really helped your game, maybe. Anything comes to mind?
I don't know.
That's a hard one?
That's a hard one for me.
Really?
Because, like, it's hard because, like, there's so many things and...
Yeah, so there's too much.
There's too much.
Okay,
right?
Give one. Give one.
Okay.
A three.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. There's. I'll say this. And this works for anything that I've tried to learn.
Okay.
Right. You're gonna get worse before you get better. It's about patience and having fun. So you don't burn out. And because, like, I just get so obsessed, right? And you wanna improve. What? Because, like, in the first beginning, right, you improve so much, so fast, right?
Okay, got it.
Then you hit this diminishing return, right? And this goes with weight loss too, like, for me.
Yeah.
And you hit this diminishing return, and you start getting discouraged because you're still putting in the work, but you're not getting the same results. Right? You're still, and then it gets discouraging.
Interesting. Yeah.
And
so you
could get burnt out.
Yeah.
Right? And you constantly have to remind yourself of, like, it's one of the reasons why I put a smiley face on the edge of my paddle.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, you saw that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
It's a reminder of, like, this is supposed to be fun.
Yeah.
This is supposed to be fun.
Yeah, I like that.
Because, like, sometimes you just get caught up of, like, why am I not getting better? Like, what's wrong with me? Like, why isn't this working? What, why do I suck right now? Like, I used to be able to do this. Now I can't. Like, what happened? Yeah. And you start, like, at least for me, right? You start to internalize and you start to, like, what's wrong with me?
Yeah.
What, like, because, yeah, it's like, I could hit, like, so many, like, that drop is so easy. Why can't I hit it now? You know, yeah. Or, like, yeah, it's like things like that. Just constantly remind myself, just, like, have fun.
Yeah, I like that.
Because, like, yeah.
I like that, man.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, there is a sense of when... I can get what you're saying. Yeah, definitely. When you first start, there is an accelerated path or acceleration on the level. Let's say you start 3-0 or 3-5 or 2-5, right? But that's, you know, something to think about. And I told you guys this at the intensive, actually, right? Every half level that you increase, it's a little bit more nuanced and it's very, even though it is a half level, it does get tougher and tougher. Like, you're going to have to just put in a little bit more work, like 4-5 to 5-0 to 5-5 to 6. Right. And one of the things that I told you, I think you remember this, but most players, if you're a player between 3-0 or 4-0 right now, like if you're anywhere in that range, you can move up a whole half level, but, you know, a half level, just by two things. your shot selection, like without even improving like your actual, like adding new shots and things like that, just like putting the ball in a good place, because you're still gonna miss like probably just as much, right? But your choices are better. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then just consistency, then that goes, and basically if you just drill and then practice, you can move up a whole half level from, you know. And then we talked about like moving up a full level, right? So like 3-0 to 4-0, right? That's kind of a big difference. 4-0 to 5-0, or 3-5 to 4-5, you're definitely gonna, it's the same, but we're gonna have to work on a lot of like adding new skills, adding shots, along with consistency and better shot selection and things like that. But I do see that sense of what you're saying, like, yeah, it could feel like, you know, like, oh, I moved up so fast, and then now to get to the next level, it's like it's harder. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah,
but I think that's like that with almost everything.
Yeah, that's why I say it's like losing weight too, you know, or getting healthier. Another thing that helps me keep it fun is reminding myself of, like, one of the great things that I love about pickleball is the social aspect.
Yeah.
And I think about like the relationships that I've built prior to pickleball, and the friendships and relationships that I have now because of pickleball.
It's crazy. I tell players all the time, like post pickleball, like BP before pickleball, and then AP after pickleball. I mean, I literally have like thousands of new people that I know from pickleball.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
like over 2,000.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I believe it.
And I've been playing 9 years, but anyone who's been playing like a year or two, if you go and think about it right now, like, you probably know at least 100 new people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's crazy.
That's a lot. I mean, probably for you, I would guess, I don't know, it's good. I mean, you probably know 200 to 500 new people.
Yeah.
Right? From definitely pickleball. Yeah. Like by name, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's really cool, man.
It's super cool. It's and just to remind myself, like, it's more than a game.
Yeah.
It's more than what it is. Mm. It's like, it's the social aspect, is incredible. And especially after the pandemic.
Yeah.
Like it really saved my life. Yeah. Like, cause like, you know, prior to that, I was like, you know, seeing people all the time and meeting people all the time. And I'm an introvert, but I like somehow trained myself to be an extrovert, and I need to socialize. I need to be around people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. Yeah. All right, Ryan. Well, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
I hope I gave you a good podcast, man. Yeah. Like, it's important to me that, like, you're very important to me, and, you know.
Thanks, man.
I hope I entertained you guys.
Comment below if you enjoyed this conversation. I know it's a little bit different. We will have Caden back next week. To talk about his pro journey and his tournament there. We're gonna, again, first part podcast that we had someone that's taken a 2-day intensive. So if you'd like to sign up for one of those, I'd love to see you on the court. So go to BrionasPickleball.com, or just, you know, check the description below. And if you want to see more of like content like this, I would call like maybe interviewing or talking to like more amateur players and things like that, comment below, because I think that they have a lot of different insights, and you see the game from a different place.
Oh, I do.
Well, I'm just saying, like where a pro is already, like me and Caden, he's on the tour and talking, and just seeing someone who's still working through a lot of stuff. You guys have a, you know, the
it's
angle.
It's a different journey. Everyone has their own journey.
So. Yeah. That's really cool. Brian, thanks, man.
All right. Thank you. Thank you,
Jordan. All right. We'll see you in the next episode.